إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. Inshallah, today I want to remind myself and you about the issue of suspicion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Hujurat, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُ. Allah said, do not be suspicious. إِنَّ بَعْدَ الظَّنِّ إِسْمٍ. He said, verily, some suspicions are sin. Suspicion is probably the most common cause for the breakup of marriages, for the destruction of friendships, for the breakup of business partnerships, for the breakup of families between brothers and sisters. Probably more than likely, suspicion is the single biggest reason for all of this. There are two sides to this story. One side to the story is of checking before we trust. And this is the way of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, where he used to say, I do not deceive anybody and I do not allow anyone to deceive me. So it's not a question of just blindly looking at somebody's face and trusting them completely. No. We make our own investigation, we check things and so on and so forth. But then at some point when we trust, then we do not go back over and over and check over and over all our lives. No. Once we have done enough, alhamdulillah, then we trust. Until there is some data, some evidence to show that maybe I was wrong. But until there is some hard data, you do not go back and check over and over again. Many times you have, this suspicion is literally, it's a sickness. Because in many cases you have this, thing, when the phone rings, then the husband will say, whose phone was it? How come this message is coming? Where did you go? And the husband comes late, the wife says, why are you late today? Why were you late yesterday? Why did you go in such and such a place? There is no end to this. There is absolutely no end to this. And the problem with that suspicious mind is that no matter what answer you give, it never satisfies. So that suspicion will always be there, irrespective. So at some point in time, you decide whether you speak the truth or you tell lies, it makes no difference. At the end of the day, suspicion will still be there. And it is like a worm which continues to eat. It's like a cancer which continues to eat until it destroys that relationship. Until that thing dies. Suspicion also is the cause of a lot of ghibat. Yesterday we spoke about ghibat. One of the reasons for ghibat is suspicion. One of the reasons for namima is suspicion. Where people, you have no facts, but you cannot bear to hear anything good about that individual. So therefore, you will start spreading slander and lies and so on. Not because there is any reason, but because of this suspicion. So suspicion is a very, very nasty thing, and this is one of the things that we must clean our hearts from. Now, tajassus also means to spy. It also means to probe unnecessarily in people's lives. And this is another reason why ghibat happens. Because now you start speaking about somebody and then you start probing into that and then you start saying, no, but you know that day he was looking like this, why was he looking like this, and so I saw him with somebody, maybe there is something going on. All of this kind of conversation, all of which is ghibat, this starts because of the suspicion. So, needlessly interfering in somebody's life, needlessly talking about somebody's life, what were they doing, why were they doing, why did this person go there, why did she go there, why did he meet so-and-so, why did she meet so-and-so, all of this kind of tajassus, all of this kind of investigation, it's not really investigation, it's just sort of going into somebody's life where you have got no right and no reason to go. खोज करना जैसे बोलते नहीं, वो खोजते रहना उसके अंदर, खोज करते रहना, ये क्यों हुआ, वो क्यों हुआ, वो क्यों हुआ, वो फलाने यहाँ क्यों गए, वहाँ क्यों, अरे आपको क्या करना है, कहीं भी गए. सो द पॉइंट इज दैट दिस इज द सस्पिशन एंड दिस काइंड ऑफ 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 इंटरफियरिंग इज ए वेरी वेरी डेट्रीमेंटल थिंग. एंड अल्लाह सुब्हानहू व तआला हैज वार्न्ड अस इन सूरह अल हुजरात स्पेसिफिकली अबाउट दीज थिंग्स. टुडे इंशाल्लाह द खुतबा आल्सो इज ऑन दैट. So, very clearly, it's something which is, not only is it haram because Allah has made it haram, but also it is something which, like all haram things, it is something which is highly detrimental and highly harmful to us in our own relationships and in our own lives. And as I said, the suspicion is perhaps the biggest reason why so many otherwise good relationships go bad. Not because anyone actually did something, but because you have got this thing in your mind and you reach a stage where the other person can never do anything right, you will never believe them, you have no trust in them, for no reason, not because they actually broke your trust, no, it's entirely on you. You have got this suspicious mind and you keep on suspecting, and there is no way of getting rid of the suspicion. So it's very important to remove this, and as I said, I'm not suggesting to you that you just trust blindly, no, make your investigations, do your checking. But once you have decided that somebody is trustworthy, then trust them. Until and unless some clear data, some clear evidence surfaces and comes before us, which will tell us that no, I was wrong in this particular case, this person did something wrong. The other thing which helps, and especially from an organizational perspective, to keep trust and to remove suspicion, is to have proper systems and checks and balances. So it's not a question of just giving, putting your hand in your pocket and grabbing a handful of money and giving to somebody, and then after that suspecting, did I give too much money or too? No, checks and balances. And that's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if somebody gives you something, some money, if you pay some money or you take some money, always count. Now we think counting money is sometimes we feel it is insult to the other person. No, it's not a question of insult. This is the sunnah. Count the money. Because the other person, by mistake, may have given you something less because he counted wrong. He didn't intend to deceive you or something. Now, you didn't count it. You go home, you count it. Now, you are in a fix. How do I go and tell that person, you gave me less money? And then the suspicion comes in, was he really deceiving me, or was it a genuine mistake? So all of this can be avoided if you follow a simple system, which is when you give money or you take money, you count it in the presence of that person. There is no disrespect involved, there is no respect involved. It's a simple matter of having a proper check and balance. And similarly, if it's your business or whatever, having simple checks and balances with regard to the affairs of the business ensures that there is no need to unnecessarily suspect anyone. So, on the one hand, no need to blindly trust people. On the other hand, no need to have somebody forever, the entire life of that relationship, always to have them in a state where you are constantly suspecting them. Or both of these situations are not good, and then they are detrimental. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to clean our hearts of suspicion. And the idea of saying this is, now think about those people who you suspect and remove that suspicion from your heart. Make tawbah and remove that suspicion from your heart. There's no reason to suspect them. Alhamdulillah, maybe they're good people, they're God-fearing people, they're muttaqeen, and there's no reason why you should suspect them. If you suspect them wrongly, if you think that there is a genuine reason to suspect, then go and complete that investigation. Find data. If you do not have specific data, if you do not have a specific reason why you are distrusting somebody, then your distrust has no meaning. To continue to distrust someone is completely meaningless, unless there is hard evidence. So do that, complete it, and then finish the story. Otherwise, just remove that suspicion from your heart, clean your heart, because this is a very big evil that's in the heart, and which destroys relationships, which spoils marriages, which breaks up partnerships, which destroys families. It's a very, very nasty thing. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from this evil, and to enable us to live and build relationships of trust. Any team, any community is built on a platform of trust. Without that platform of trust, nothing else will work. That platform of trust has to be, it's absolutely essential. And especially for the Muslim Ummah, alhamdulillah, it's very important to have a platform of trust. Without that trust, we cannot go anywhere. That's very important for us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to build this community and never to do anything which is damaging to the Muslim Ummah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.